You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Kane Corns.
And a good morning, everybody. Welcome. It is Friday morning here at SEN Brekkie. Well done. You've done it. The working week, you're just about there. And to set you free into the weekend, we've got some sort of McCafe menu today. McCafe, of course, our official coffee partner. We've got the new coach of the GWS Giants, Adam Kingsley, to join us. And one of the most promising players in the game. He plies his trade down at Moorabbin. He's the young St Kilda midfielder slash defender. Marcus Windager is going to be on the line later as well. The Friday agenda, all part of it, as are your calls and texts on the 40 Winks temper text machine. You know the drill. 0433 98 11 16. We'll park your texts as they come in. And your calls. Love to hear from you this morning up until 9 o'clock. 1300 736 736. Now, this man's holiday was so good, and his Instagram feed so fueled my jealousy that I had to unsubscribe for a bit. But I'm back now, and so is he. You would have heard him on the all-new Sports Day, of course. Good morning to you, Kane Corns.
Thought I lost a few followers over the journey. Good morning to you. I'm going to be a little bit distracted this morning. There is sport going on left, right, and centre.
Yeah.
So Brazil are up against Serbia now. That's just kicked off. Looks amazing. Thanksgiving in America, so there's three NFL games. That's also on my screen, and I want to talk sporting records this morning, individual sporting records, and what is the most impressive, because Ronaldo, Portugal got it done over Ghana, as we just heard in the news with Anna, 3-2, has become the first male player to score in 5 World Cups. Will that ever happen again, and is that the most impressive individual sporting record that we've ever seen? I got another one for you.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not, because Don Bradman's is. Now, speaking of things that will never happen, Don Bradman, 99.94, will never, ever, ever.
Oh, I don't know.
You can't get within 30.
Short boundaries, flat pitches, bigger bats.
Better field, better fielding. No one will ever get near that again. No one has come within cooee of Don Bradman's batting record in all those years since. Any man who hits a golf ball or a cricket ball up against a water tank with a stump is some sort of freak.
We're going to ask our audience, because they're a lot smarter than us. The temper 40 Winks text is 0433 98 11 16. The other one I thought is Usain Bolt. It's never going to be done again. So 3 Olympics, 100, 200 gold medals. That will never, ever be done again. And I've had a private chat with Bruce McAvaney about this, and he reckons that's the most impressive thing that he's ever seen. And there's also some really impressive swimming records as well.
Yeah, Phelps.
Yep. And things like that. So love for you to join in. But Ronaldo, I mean, it means you've got to play for 20 years.
Yeah, that's 20 years of top shelf football across 5 different World Cups.
And you've got to score.
And he did so today from the penalty spot. That was a roller coaster ride. Portugal, the 3-2 winners over Ghana. Gee, there's been some drama over there in Qatar, Kane. And is there a more iconic strip in sport than the Brazil football team? Like,
yeah,
it's just an iconic
beautiful
strip. And as ever, just a glittering array of talent in their final third. So they've got Neymar up there, of course, Vinicius Jr., Richarlison, Rafinha. So we'll watch them with interest as the day goes on. And speaking of sport, in your absence, your lengthy absence, mind you, of which I'm still jealous about, Adelaide's become something of a sporting mecca. I mean, you've got Magic Round, you got Live Golf. I'm looking forward to getting over for the renaissance of the Tour Down Under in January. What's going on over there?
The V8's back.
Yeah, look at you.
I think the Valo V8s, or whatever they've called it, with the new sponsor. Well, Malinauskas is my man.
He's a beast. He's
an absolute wizard. So I'm pumped up about this. And yeah, it was the right move for the AFL to hold Magic Round in Adelaide, as we discussed in the lead up to it. So yeah, it's the place to be. There'll be cricket on. The test here that we hold is as good as any test match around the country. So
now, hang on. Now, hang on a second. There's a question I've got to ask you, though. Because I know you're very serious with Jared Healy, and you are going to be must-listen throughout the course of the season, but you don't
That's
get
the
this...
second time in 6 months you've called me really serious.
No, well, no, no. By the way. No, it's a serious problem.
I'm getting a complex.
No, it's a serious... This isn't about you. It's
you
more
want
the
me
show.
To start cracking no. jokes? I will. No. Not funny, but I'll try.
Not at all. Listen. Don't be sensitive. The show, Sports Day, is what it is. It does it better than anyone. It's a serious dissection of the day in sport, and you will do it incredibly well. But what I was going to say is you don't have the normal sort of banter right off the top here, where we talk rubbish basically for half an hour, which is the legacy of Gary and Tim. And I've had a question that I've been meaning to ask you ever since you departed, because you famously said before you were going to depart that you were not going to recline your seat on the flight over to the Big Apple. And you said, in fact, that anyone who does it in front of you, you would deem it as the height of rudeness. Yes. Now, I need to ask, did you sit bolt upright for the journey?
Well, Lucy surprised us on the morning of the trip over. And so we upgraded. We upgraded to premium economy, which was magnificent.
But the same rules still apply.
Yeah, well, I didn't need to recline. And so there was a couple of times when there wasn't anyone behind me. So that's fine. That's open slather. It's not that comfortable, though, because it's that semi sort of awkward half recline that does nothing for me. So
what a surprise,
I did recline it, but only when there was no one behind me or when it was one of my kids.
Right.
Yes. If they were sitting behind me, they were fair game. But I was surprised that of the manners of the people in front of me. So they've got the memo. No one reclined it.
They've got the memo, have they?
They definitely got. They've been listening to SEN Breakfast with myself and Gary. So, no, it wasn't needed. And it just seats on planes just shouldn't recline. They just shouldn't.
A lot of nominations coming through off the 40 Wings temper on sporting records that will never be broken. Kane, Kelly Slater coming through loud and clear. I mean, the 11 world titles, and he's still going, He's nearly 50. That's going to take some.
Is there a football record that will? I mean, Dustin Martin's 3 Norm Smiths.
What about overall goals kicked? I mean, is anyone ever going to get near that?
No. Okay. Someone will get the games. I reckon someone will get Boomer's games record.
Well, sports science improves, physiology, all player management, you know, medicine improves, and that's why I find the Usain Bolt one. There will be another Usain Bolt.
I don't think you can win 3. So that's 6, and plus the relay medals that he won. Yeah. So I think he's got 9. I think one of them was taken off him because one of his teammates had tested positive, so one gold medal got taken off. So you add the relays in as well. I don't know. The fast twitch fibres, you age.
Tom Brady, still going, of course, Aaron says. The GOAT.
7.
Yeah. Yep. Check out Walter Lindrum's career. Bradman does not come close. And to top it off, Lindrum played with his non-dominant side as his dad taught him and was left-handed. So there's a few Walter Lindrums coming through. What about Will Chamberlain's record off the court? That'll probably never be broken either, to be honest.
I don't think so. That'll be broken.
Listen, you're a veteran in this space as well, because you've got 3 boys in the family who are now, more like young men, to be honest. Yep. What's your Christmas buying philosophy? My God, I find this a stressful time of the year. Once we're there, I love it. I find the organising or being organised, who's getting what, when they're getting it, for how much, when it's given, is just an unrelenting stress at this time of the year. Santa's involved as well, of course. We need him to come. What lists are being done for Santa? Do we do Kris Kringle? Do we not? Oh, my goodness. This year, seemingly as much as any, I'm lost.
Yeah, it is a tricky one. How much do you do online? Do you trust the delivery services to deliver on time? There's all sorts of different elements in this. And I mean, how much do you spend on the kids? So it can get a little bit out of control. And then if you're hosting Christmas as well, I mean, that's another element to try and get prepared with. What food do you have? Are you does ham belong at Christmas? Like, I'm just not a ham. I'm not a ham guy.
It's an accompaniment.
We get a ham every year. And the thing that is left over is 3/4 of a ham.
Yeah, it always
every year.
Is.
And it just sits in the fridge for 6 days after Christmas.
That's
and
where
no one touches
it's good on toast.
It is a waste. 0433981116. What's your staple Christmas lunch? And
well, hang ham, on. It's not just ham, though. It's Christmas ham at this time of year. You call it by its proper name.
It doesn't belong. It is an overrated meat ham. I think Gary and Tim love talking about meat.
An overrated meat.
It's not sort of my area, but we could all do without the Christmas ham.
Well, are you a traditional Christmas turkey. Lunch family? Turkey, the roast buds, the whole bit?
All that. Like prawns and Graham, my dad, loves getting some lobster. He loves doing that. But ham's just one that I could absolutely do without.
So many of these nominations coming in for sporting records that'll never be broken. We'll dissect them as the morning goes on, Kane. I'll just park them as we go. Did you notice, coach is coming back to work at the moment, but Damien Hardwick was up on the Gold Coast last night. He went to the Guns N' Roses concert at Metricon for his 50th.
Did he tweet about it? How do we know this?
He tweeted it. He said,
tweeted, did he?
He doesn't tweet often, but his tweets are quality. He said, this is what real music sounds like. Thanks, kids, for a great 50th. And there's his kids decked out in old school Guns N' Roses memorabilia as well. I love it.
I've been to a few heavy metal concerts. I didn't last. Well, I did last, but the AC/DC one is quite full on.
Yeah.
That was what took Lucy to that one. That was, that wasn't quite up our alley.
Help me out with something. We're speaking to your premiership teammate, Adam Kingsley, a little bit later on. Is he metal? He's right into his metal.
Oh, heavy metal. Well, yeah. So there was always fights in the player gym. See, Chad and Adam loved their heavy metal music, whereas the new generation, which I think Damien Hardwick was alluding to, more like their disco sort of stuff.
So is he forcing that on Lachie Whitfield up there at the moment? That real, I wouldn't even call it music. I'd just call it noise, like real hard metal.
He'd have to be very tolerant as well with modern tastes, TikTok trends and sound bites. So it can be your first question.
I'm going to open up with it
this morning. Yeah,
the other thing with Dimmer that did make me laugh pretty hard this morning was occasionally I scroll through the replies, and there was one reply to his tweet that simply asked, would you have gone to the concert if it was at Marvel? Which I thought was genius.
Mate, I hate coming here. Probably shouldn't say that.
I loved it. Off the text, piss off. Ham on the bone is sensational.
Oh, okay. All right. Fired up. But I just think, if you get a ham, what is the one meat that is left over the most after Christmas? I'm saying it's ham.
We've branched into the cold. Mum's sort of had enough, which you can understand. And we're sort of trying to pick up the slack as best we can as parents of young families. But we've sort of branched off into the cold sort of vicinity of late.
Okay.
And that's a lot of seafood. A lot of seafood. Yeah. Cold meat, salads and the like, which I initially railed against. But now I'm a convert. Yeah. I don't mind.
A convert.
It takes stress out of it all, I can tell you.
Give us your Christmas lunch tips and tricks. What has to be there on Christmas lunch and what can you do without 0433 98 11 16? Peter Drury, we interviewed last night.
Yeah.
Sammy, you'd be familiar with his voice.
Well, great voice.
I wasn't sort of fully across how popular he was until I did some Google researching on him prior to the interview. His approval rating on Twitter is about as high as I've ever seen. No one's approval rating on Twitter is high. So the other question I've got for you this morning is, because if you know, Twitter's a pretty average place sometimes to hang out, and you're not very popular from time to time on Twitter, as you know, if you break a story that the opposition supporters don't like, then you'll cop it. His approval rating is through the roof, and he was back behind the mic at the World Cup. Who's got a good approval rating on Twitter? Because there's not many. I want to ask the question out there. Who is popular on Twitter? Who do you like? Who is a must follow? And who should we be across on Twitter? Because this guy is about as popular as I've ever seen anyone.
And as
on
you
Twitter.
Say, that's a hard environment. That's a triple backflip somersault with a pike. That's,
yes.
That's a really high degree of difficulty in Twitter.
Even Elon's not popular at the moment. Everyone's
Peter Drury might
him.
Not be popular on Twitter for long. He might not have Twitter, to be honest. Now, that's a good question because that would be a narrow field. So 1-300-736-736, the Temper 40 Winks text is 0433 98 11 16. We've got a few games in the World Cup overnight. Of course, if you missed the scores or you don't want to know the scores, simply turn off now. But Switzerland 1-0 over Cameroon. Uruguay held by South Korea. That one was a scoreless draw. And Portugal, some real drama against Ghana. 3 Portugal, 2 Ghana. Ronaldo on the score sheet from the spot for the 5th World Cup, breaking the records there. 1-300-736-736 is available to you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On the ENS open line, and just on the other side of this break, Kane, I've seen something on Netflix that is an absolute must.
I love it.
Must watch.
I love it because I've got a couple for you as well.
I cannot recommend this highly enough. We'll talk about it on the other side of this.
Oh, I'm excited.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Kane Corns.
Now, the more Pepsi you drink, the more great stuff you're going to get.
Play that again.
No fine print came up. I don't care what anybody else says. That is a legit offer.
In the 90s, Pepsi was famous for the advertising.
It was a cool club to be in.
Different world then, different John. This commercial comes on. Harrier Jet, 7 million Pepsi points. I really saw this as an opportunity to change my world. I'm like, I want the jet.
I got five words for you, Kane. Hey, Pepsi, where's my jet? Now, it's on Netflix. It kept bobbing up, and I'm thinking, maybe I better give this a look. You know, Netflix pour a lot of money into these, you know, retellings of weird real-life events now, and they've got a tremendous amount of resources. So I took the plunge yesterday. Unbelievably
so
well
told. The algorithm got you.
Yes, it got me, and I'm glad it got me because it's a true story from the mid-90s, if you're not familiar with it, which I wasn't. Centers on a Pepsi promotion, as you might have heard, lacking the fine print, lacking the disclaimer, and it was all about earning Pepsi points to claim rewards. You know, not a new concept by any stretch, but that's hoodies and hats and meaningless stuff, basically. But they put a joke in at the back end of an ad saying, if you earn $7 million Pepsi points, you can win this Harrier jet. And I had a kid landing a jet at school saying, beats the bus. So this guy, this 20-year-old uni student at the time, thought, man, he did the sums and he did it. This is what I need. He got some investors in. And they thought they had a case, and it went all the way to Pepsi. It went all the way to the Pentagon. They had to demilitarize.
Unbelievable.
In the end, it's not a happy ending for John Leonard, who was the then 21-year-old business student in the mid-90s. But great, just so well put together, and the post-production is so good. But he was offered $1 million, without giving it all away, he was offered $1 million settlement by Pepsi in the mid-90s, and he said, nah, I want the jet.
Do I need to watch, or have you just given the whole thing away?
It's amazing. You've got to watch it. That's probably gave away. It's like the preview. They always give away too much, don't they?
No, I mean, because I have been back on the streaming services. The out of footy season sort of gets your weekends back a little bit. So White Lotus is magnificent.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Season 2 of White Lotus, and it sort of gives you that travel bug as well. It sort of takes you away in your own little fantasy world, so that's magnificent. And Fleischman's in Trouble is another excellent one. So one's on Disney Plus and one's on Binge. I understand it's impossible to keep up with all the streaming services you've got. I reckon I'm subscribed to about 8 of them, which isn't great, but there's a couple of recommendations as well.
Just do yourself a favour and watch this. Hey, Pepsi, where's my jet? It's only 4 episodes. Incredible. We've got a Twitter poll live at the moment, actually, for Choices Flooring. Floors for Living Sale is on now, Choices Flooring. So the question is simple. Which sporting record is most impressive? So we had a hard time shortlisting this one, Kane, but we've gone with Donald Bradman, Usain Bolt, obviously his Olympic record on the track, Cristiano Ronaldo, and then there's a section for other. So that might be Phelps, Maccabi Diva, Kelly Slater, etc. But a stack of texts coming through on your question this morning.
Yeah. So this is on the back of Ronaldo just doing his thing this morning. Live scores at the World Cup right now, Brazil and Serbia 0-0 at 25 minutes into the first quarter. We'll keep you updated with live scores. Sport on everywhere. I've got 4 screens in here and it's not enough. You'd have the same.
Yep, indeed. Grant's text in from Moorabbin. Can't see any play kicking 1,000-plus goals in the current game of AFL. Gone are the days of the sole full forward. The game's way more team-orientated now in regards to kicking snags. Mickey, Maccabi Diva's 3 Melbourne Cups will never be challenged. Paul, Federer at 40, recently retired, is astonishing. Nadal and Djokovic as well. Sports science, recovery, better scheduling has kept people playing longer.
I wonder the female Grand Slam record as well. Like, if Serena's not going to get it, who's going to get it?
Yeah.
So maybe that's one that won't be broken. And Djokovic is the same. I mean, he's going to go for another, I don't know, what do you reckon, 5-6 years? Probably. I mean, he's the picture of fitness.
Yep. Absolutely. H from Carnegie as well. Record never to be broken. He's come for Cam Mooney here. 0 kicks, marks and handballs in a grand final. You're welcome. Well, H, that did get broken. That got broken. Cam
Someone
Mooney.
Will get injured.
Well, Aaron Shaddock played a full game in the 02 or 03, one of those grand finals for Brisbane. He didn't have a kick, mark or handball and played.
Did he have a tackle?
No, I don't think he had anything. He was completely stout. Well, he did have one possession, the premiership medal, which after the game he said, this is all I care about, and fair enough.
Yeah.
So it happens.
It was a bit different back then. If you started on the bench, you played sort of, some people only got sort of 15, 20 minutes of game time. Totally different now, but I'm sure, unfortunately, someone will get injured in the opening minutes of a grand final at some point, and that may be broken. But we are taking your texts and your calls. You can get involved. Give us a call as well, 1300 736 736. Heroic effort from you the other day. I was tuning in to SEN Breakfast, and you and Scoob have been doing a magnificent job. You're the first person ever to host SEN Breakfast on their own?
Oh, no. Well, it was only for an hour. It was an abbreviated edition, to be honest.
Oh, it wasn't the whole show.
I can't claim the full 3 hours. Oh, no. Okay. You are too kind. But no,
he came in for a couple of hours and then ducked off.
No. He didn't come in at all because we're obviously taking all the Socceroos games from the World Cup live on the main channel here at SEN. So
gotcha.
Jordan Canellis, Archie Thompson did a great job from about 6 until 8. And then I just had to ride their momentum for another hour before handing over to Julian DeStoop. So no, I could not lay claim to a record of my own there, Kane. It was just a little hour of power on the back end of the World Cup, which I am absolutely loving, by the way. I love the World Cup. So the score at the moment, 29th minute we are into over there in Qatar, and it is still Brazil 0, Serbia 0. But I can tell you that the ball is living exclusively at one end of the pitch, and it's not Serbia's at the moment. Record that never be broken, says Adam. David Boone, flight to the UK. That's from Adam in Airport West. Wayne Gretzky in the NHL has more assists than any other player, has goals and assists. 2,857, if you don't mind. There, so that go. Is a handy gap on the next best.
And this person's pulled me up, Kane. It's not 0-0, it's nil-all.
So nil-all.
Apologies for that. I'll get that right.
We've got a big program ahead of us, Kane, here on the McCafe menu. Adam Kingsley, the GWS coach, to join us. So much to get through with him. Marcus Windhager, young St Kilda midfielder. And his former coach, Brett Ratten's, gone to North Melbourne, which I know you spoke about on Sports Day last night. But there's a bit to take out of that and a bit happening in the footy space. So we're in for a big show.
North Melbourne building from the out in nicely. Yep. Simon Lloyd, which you spoke to us on Sports Day about, hasn't been announced yet, but you think he's going to be the CEO. Todd Viney, Clarkson, Ratten, and others. So they're making some good moves.
Yeah, and a few exits at Geelong as well they've got to replace. News headlines, Anna Pavlou. We'll be back after those.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely, and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91.